702. Change your mindset.
Stanley Beckett is my guest. He is the author and coach at Change Creator SA. Stanley, good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. Much, much appreciated, my brother. It's been a long time.
Yeah, good evening, Aubrey. Good to hear from you again, the audience, and yeah, looking forward to our chat tonight.
25 agreements? With whom? Why?
Okay, that's a good place to start, and then we'll jump into agreement number one. And I just want to pause and just say something, Aubrey. I think if I was listening to the show regularly, I'd be sitting with a question mark tonight, asking, "But what's happened to the science of getting rich?"
Yeah.
And I think what I want to say there is that we've got one more chapter, the final chapter, to go through, and I've deliberately left it for our next session. The reason being, I'm busy putting something together for our listeners that have been listening all this time to it, and something that's going to, I'm very, very passionate about wanting to create financial education in the minds of South Africans. I really think that's where the freedom lies. It doesn't, you know, I think that's what the science of getting rich was talking about and saying it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Mm. And one of those biggest first things is how you think. So I want to bring something to our listeners that's going to help them all, and something that we as Change Creator can give to everyone to help them with this financial education. And we're busy putting that together. So I decided I'll share that with you with a final lesson of the science of getting rich, because that has a lot to do with it.
When are you going to give us that final lesson?
That is going to probably be either next week or the week after that, as soon as we put it together. I'm just trying to put the best possible deal together for our listeners in terms of what we can give them. So, yeah, listen out for that. I'll let you know. But in the meantime, we wanted to move on to the next thing. And the next thing I decided I wanted to focus on was the 25 agreements.
Yeah.
And to take our listeners through that. So tonight's a good way to start with that program and that understanding. And where the 25 agreements come from, this is something that, so let me give you a little bit of a background so that we can sort of position what it is all about. This is something that I started working on many years ago already, Aubrey, as I started myself, having come from a difficult background financially in the past, and I find myself still in life today very much stuck in that past. And it really made me think, what is this thing about creating wealth? What is it about making money? Why do so many people struggle with it? And the more I study it, the more I realize that it is about you, the person, not about what you do. It's about who you are that is doing that thing you're doing. And you can try anything you want, but if you're the same person trying it, that is why some people will try something, different things over and over, different things, and it just won't seem to work.
Yeah.
And something inside of us, and I think, you know, I actually believe, Aubrey, that deep down we all know this. All of us feel uncomfortable because we know there's something we don't know, you know. Yeah. We know there's something we're not getting, we're not seeing,
yeah,
we're not connecting to, and that's frustrating. So my mission became to find this out. And what I've done is I've created what I believe are 25. Look, there's probably more than that, but for me, I don't know why the number 25. It just came up for me as I've been working through it. But there's 25 specific agreements that we need to have, and you're asked with who? With ourselves. So to explain that, you understand that we've spoken about this many times, that we've got the conscious thinking mind. That's your rational mind. That's the part of your mind that can rationalize things, that can make decisions, that thinks. You know, when you think, you think in the rational mind. But the thing that controls that is the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is controlled by the subconscious, And it's like the conscious mind is this computer, but the actual program in the background is subconscious. So what you need to do is you need to have an agreement between the conscious and the subconscious. And what happens, and this is what I always say, is that many times we hear about things like affirmations. You know, affirmation is where you'll think something and you'll say it to yourself over and over again. You'll read something like, I am wealthy, I am abundant, I am happy, I am joyful.
Yeah.
All of these things are things that you say to yourself again and again. But here's the problem. Is if you're saying all of these things and you're only saying them in the conscious part of the mind, it doesn't change the programming. In other words, there's no agreement between the conscious and the subconscious that you are going to be wealthy, that you are going to be happy, that you are going to be and have and do all these things you say. And until there's an agreement between your conscious and your subconscious mind, there's no real forward movement. So I thought, well, when it comes to not only, well, we speak about finance because that's something that I think that all of us need to learn more about, that most people struggle with. And the truth is that money does solve most of life's problems. You know, people tell themselves things like money doesn't make you happy and all these things. But the truth is money solves most of life's problems. And I wanted to understand what are the specific agreements that we kind of all know, but we've never actually made agreement with ourselves that this is the way I'm going to live. What are those 25 agreements? And once we learn those 25 agreements, how do we start implementing those in our lives? So that is what this agreement program is. And tonight, we're starting with the very, very first, most important agreement. Because if this agreement isn't in place, then all of the other agreements don't work.
Right.
And that is why I thought, well, let's start with that program and let's start tonight with agreement number one, which is be authentic.
Be authentic. All right. So these are agreements that your conscious mind makes with your subconscious mind. And therefore, it's an agreement not with somebody else, but with yourself about
yes.
a particular way that you want to live your life in order to achieve certain things.
Absolutely. And I like what you said there. It's an agreement you make with yourself.
Okay.
So we all kind of know there's this part, the you part that you show to everybody, the outer you and the inner you. We know there's this difference. Everybody knows it. We always talk as if there's two parts to ourselves. So this is nothing new or science or how do we say spirituality type of thing. This is a new age thing. This is something we know. We all know. There's two parts to us, the conscious and the subconscious. And if we don't have those in alignment, I like using the analogy, it'd be like having a computer and you're typing out something and you press print. And when you go to the print and you pick up the paper, you see that there's a misspelled word. So what you do is you take a pen and you cross out that word and then you go back to your computer and you press print again. And then you look on the piece of paper and there's that same misspelled word on the back. So you think, well, okay, that didn't work. So what do? You go and grab some Tippex. And you Tippex out that word on the paper and you say, okay, maybe that gets rid of it. And you go back and you press print again. And you're doing all these things to try and change this word, but it doesn't change because where that word is coming from, where that word is being typed, that's where you need to fix it.
Yep.
And that explains what the subconscious is that you, until you know, you can go and think as positive as you want. But all the positive thinking is the what's coming out the printer, and then it looks all good until you see. But there's this misspelled word all the time, and this is what's tripping me up all the time. And you can think as positively as you want, but it's never a complete picture until you fix it at that level.
Right.
So saying that, let's go into the first one. I think this is such an important agreement, Aubrey, with you, that you need to have with yourself: be authentic. And I think the first thing is why use the word authentic. And the reason I do is because we often talk about honesty. But here's the thing. How often do we claim to be honest? We try and be honest with others, but we're not honest with ourselves. I think that's the biggest challenge we have in life is being honest with ourselves. Mm. That's the reason why people get into trouble, because they're not being honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They lie to themselves. You know, like you lie to yourself, for example, when you'll tell yourself everything's okay when it's not okay, right? You'll lie to yourself and say, don't worry, I know I'm spending more money than I should, but everything will work out when you know it won't.
Mm.
It'll be being totally, totally honest with yourself about how you work with money, about why you are in the situation you are. And that's the third definition of authenticity, why I chose that as the first one, because authenticity means taking responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing, Aubrey, that until you are willing to take responsibility for where you are, you cannot change it. If you are sitting there and you're blaming your upbringing, and we hear this often in the show, right? People blame circumstances, they blame the environment, they blame the government, they blame their upbringing, they blame the fact that there's no money, no jobs. They blame everything except looking at themselves and being authentic and saying, hey, maybe the problem here is me. Maybe something inside of me needs to change. Maybe I don't have the right education. Maybe I need to go and study more. Maybe I there's something wrong with my CV. Maybe people are looking at it and they're just not connecting to it. Maybe there's, you see, as long as you always come back to you and take responsibility and in that authentic space, you can change.
Yeah.
But as long as you're in the space of blame, of it's always someone else's fault, you cannot change. And that is why the first most important one is authenticity.
I remember you and I having that conversation about taking responsibility and how it is different from taking liability. Because I know that somebody is going to say, but there are certain things that I didn't make. They are not of my doing. I didn't cause this to happen, but I am a victim of it. There are things that happen in life that you are not liable for, neither perhaps are you to blame for it. But they happen. They are circumstances of life, and you are in that circumstance. The responsibility that I think you are referring to, and I'm asking you to correct me if I'm wrong, is to be able to say that I'm taking the responsibility of understanding the isness of this situation. This is what it is. And I am going to deal with the circumstance as it unfolds and presents itself here and now, rather than look for reasons that are outside of you, outside of your power, outside, but really look at a situation and say, okay, this is the situation. This is what it is. And this is what we need to deal with right now, as of now.
Yes, that's it. And I'm grateful that you're also putting that out there so that we don't, you know, we're not saying to the, and we've had this conversation, yeah, you're right, numerous times, Aubrey, is if something was done to you, if you were, let's say, for example, let me use this example. Let's say, for example, you were in business with somebody and you were really a good person. You were looking out for people. You were doing all the right things. But this business partner of you behind your back went and did and stole all your money and completely cleared you out and left you bankrupt. And now you're sitting in that situation. Is that your fault? No, it's not your fault. But it's your responsibility to stand up from where you are now and say, what am I going to do going forward? That's what we're talking about, taking responsibility.
Yeah.
That is why, you know, and sometimes it's harsh to hear these things, but sometimes we need to hear them. I remember my old mentor, Bob Proctor, he always used to say, it's not your fault. You said this before on the show. It's not your fault if you are born poor.
Yeah.
But it's 100% your fault if you die poor.
Yeah.
You see, that's the difference. So it's not your fault that what happened to you up until this point happened to you. But if you don't get up today and say authentically, okay, what's happened has happened. I'm in this situation. The authentic truth is, and this is what a lot of people financially into trouble, is that they're not authentic and truthful themselves. They don't recognize the fact that they are financially in troubles. But so what do? They ignore that and they keep spending money they shouldn't be spending. They go and take out the next loan and the next loan and the next loan in the hope that somehow everything will just get better. You see, that's not taking responsibility.
Yeah.
That's not being authentic. So when it happens that they are financially completely ruined, then what will happen? That person will never go back and take the responsibility and say, you know what? I shouldn't have done all of those things. I shouldn't have spent all that money. I shouldn't have taken all those loans, for example. They'll go back and they'll go and look for someone to blame. They'll go and look for someone to put the blame on. And if you are in that space, the problem with that is you haven't learned from it. In other words, you're doomed to make the same mistake again because you're saying, well, it wasn't me. It's nothing I did wrong. It was my parents. It was that partner who left me bankrupt. It was whatever. But can you take a look and say, okay, when I took that partner in, were there already signs that maybe something wasn't right?
Yeah.
Because there always is. were there maybe things that I should have looked like that I could have made different decisions? Could I maybe have set up better contracts that would have protected me better? Those are just examples that I'm giving of things that a person can see that if they go into that space, then you go into the space of where you can change it in the future.
Yeah.
But if you go into the space of blaming, you cannot change. You're doomed to repeat it because you're always going to believe, you're not going to see what you did to create that. And that's why you're going to be stuck. And that's why I say all of the other agreements don't work if this first agreement isn't the one that almost becomes the foundation of everything else. Because you'll see as we go through all the agreements, all of them require a level of honesty, a level of self-reflection, a level of taking responsibility, and a level of authenticity.
Give us a call at 11-883-0702. Do you resonate with some of what Stan is talking about as far as authenticity is concerned? Do you get the deeper sense of connectedness to who and what you are in the most honest way? Give me a call, 11-883-0702. Have you been authentic enough with yourself? Yeah? I love that analogy about you type something and it comes out on the other side of the printer and you realize that something is wrong on that page and you scratch it out. You type again, the same mistake keeps going. I mean, that is such a brilliant analogy, Stanley. Break it down for me even further. I mean, give me times and instances that we are inadvertently doing that, not realizing that actually we are not really fixing the problem. We maybe understand what the problem is, but we're not necessarily fixing it.
Let me give you, we speak so much about money and wealth in the show, and I love that, but let me give you another example we can connect with. I'm going out with a girl, right?
Yeah.
We're going out, things are going well, and the relationship ends. And I look at it and I say, okay, why did this relationship end? Because she was A, B, or C. Okay. Yeah. So I cross out on the piece of paper that thing that doesn't make sense, and I say, okay, that doesn't belong. Then I go out on the next relationship. And again, after a while, we break up and I look at it and I go, you know what? We broke up because she was this way. So now I'm using Tippex to get rid of that thing. You know, it's never me. It's always something on the paper that was wrong. Never the source.
Yeah.
It's always the output. After about 5-10 relationships where it all keeps ending badly, at some stage, do I turn around and go, hey, maybe there's something about me? You know, maybe the same word is that every person, because I know I can tell you this came from my past. I would have different relationship after relationship, and I'd always end. People would always tell me the same thing, and it might be, for example, you're too self-absorbed. I feel like you never listen to me. I feel like you're always putting your work first in front of me. Now, if you're going through 10 different relationships and every time you end them, you're getting the same message, but you just keep dismissing it and saying, I don't understand. There's no good.
The problem is the other one.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is there's no good people to find. Then that's an example of what I'm talking about. You keep on trying to change the outside without realizing, hey, maybe I need to change what I'm printing from the inside. Maybe I should be listening to what's being said. Maybe I should find out what about me is causing that all these people are coming with me. They like me initially and then they leave.
Yeah.
So there's an example of what I'm talking about. And the same thing in business. You can start business after business. Try and I'll give you an example. I've had a problem with this for a long time where I'd be sitting in businesses, going in meetings, and it just doesn't seem to go to the next stage. And I keep thinking, what's wrong with people out there? Why aren't they? And then I'm without authentically thinking, but what am I doing wrong? What is it that needs to change in the output I'm giving? If I'm trying to change someone else or trying to change the situation outside of me, that's the same as trying to cross that word out and saying maybe the problem is on this piece of paper. That's what I'm talking about. Until you can get to that point where you say, okay, I need to take responsibility for this. I need to be honest with myself. Authenticity is a level of honesty with yourself that's way beyond what we usually do. I need to sit down and I need to be totally honest with myself and say, what is going wrong here? For most people who are struggling, whether it be business, financially, relationships, whatever it is, that is the first thing they need to do. They need to look at themselves. They need to be authentic. And you need to say to yourself, what am I doing? Or what am I missing? Or what am I doing wrong that keeps creating the same output? And if you can't figure it out for yourself, go and start research, go and start reading, go and start seeing people who are already successful, or get yourself a mentor or a coach. Get yourself somebody who can see that thing that you can't see.
Teresa,
and that is why authenticity is so important.
Teresa is on the line. She's calling from the Northwest. Hi, Teresa.
Yes. Hello, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Teresa. How are you?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to echo what the speaker is talking about.
Yeah.
Looking into yourself. I would like to call it self-introspection.
Yeah.
Whereby I learned this thing of self-introspection on a program that I was working on with UNICEF. When we were trying to mitigate the impact of HIV and AIDS.
Yep.
And the main thrust there was in negotiating safe sex.
Yep.
So there we had to talk to couples, okay, especially to the men.
Mm.
Like, for example, men who say women are a problem.
Yeah.
And then they will leave the relationship and go elsewhere. And then they'll go elsewhere, until at the end of the day they get infected, and then they start coming back to the original wife.
Yeah.
So there now, who is the problem? Is it the wife? Is it that woman and that woman and that woman? Now that man has to sit down and be honest with himself.
Mm.
Is it the problem of the women, or is it me?
Mm.
Definitely, it will be something in you that is causing all this.
Mm.
That is number one, where someone has to really look into themselves honestly. And when you are self-introspecting, you don't have to tell Aubrey what you found out about yourself.
Mm.
You tell yourself.
Mm.
And speak to yourself. Nobody has to know. And then you make a decision to change yourself. And then now, the second point is, you are blaming everybody for this and that. You have relationship problems with everyone. Your friends, your family, your workmates, everybody has a problem. Now, that is where you have to sit down and say, does it really mean that everybody around me has a problem? Then you have to self-introspect, Aubrey, and tell yourself, Aubrey, not everybody can't have a problem, really. Aubrey, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look deep into yourself, Aubrey, and you tell yourself, Aubrey, behave yourself on this point. You don't need to tell Teresa. You just tell Aubrey to behave himself.
Yes. Yeah.
Then another thing
Teresa, I'm going to stop you there. Otherwise, yes, we won't finish with but thank you so much. I think you've made the point abundantly clear that ultimately it is about yourself. And I suppose, Stanley, this is why these are the 25 agreements with yourself.
Absolutely, Aubrey, and thank you to the listener. I just love it when the listeners actually echo what we're saying, because it means they're connecting with it, and this is really important. I love what she said there, and you know, I'm paraphrasing. I can't remember the exact wording, but I heard somebody say that once, that if you're waiting for everybody else to change before you can be happy, it's never going to happen. It was saying something along the lines is the only way that you will then ever be happy is everybody else first has to go and see a psychiatrist and get better before you can be happy. That's actually what you say.
Yeah.
And that's how most people live. That it's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else that's causing it. And if that's the way you see the world, you will never be happy. You will never get the things you want, because there's always someone else that's stopping you from doing it.
Yeah.
Being authentic is taking the power back in your own life. Being authentic is saying, hey, and that's why I love the word authentic, because authentic doesn't only have that level, and if you go look in the dictionary for the definition, it doesn't only have that authenticity, the level of being honest with others and yourself.
Yes.
But I added the word authenticity because it had the third level. It's taking responsibility.
Mm.
And I'm saying, Aubrey, that for so many people in this country as well, and our youth, I mean, you know, I talk about the youth so much because the truth is we have to do something to support our youth. But the truth is our youth also have to take responsibility. They can't just sit there and expect everyone else to do it for them. The youth that are getting ahead under the same circumstances in this country as other youth are the ones that are taking responsibility, that are being authentic and saying, listen, I can't blame my government. I can't blame anybody. I can't blame myself. I can't blame the boss. I'm not. And again, we're not saying that those things aren't relevant and those things didn't happen. But we're saying, okay, but what are you going to do about it now? What is the isness? You know, we talk often about isness versus story. Everything else outside of the reality that you are financially in a struggling and you need to make a plan. Everything outside of that is a story. And story doesn't change anything. You can go and tell your story to a million different people about how sad your life is and how things have been against you and how life has never worked out for you and all the challenges you've had, and it won't change anything in your life.
Yeah.
Or you can take that same energy and you can focus it and saying, right, maybe I didn't have the best upbringing. Maybe I didn't have the best education. Maybe I don't have all the advantages that some other people have. Okay, that's the easiness of the situation. But authentically, now that I can acknowledge it, I need to move ahead in life. What am I going to do? What can I do to change the circumstances instead of sitting and blaming in a space of inauthenticity?
Okay, so I think we get what authenticity means. I want to move a little further and talk about authenticity in context. In other words, in the context of wanting to achieve certain achievements, and how that then helps. So I'm good. I'm happy to be honest with myself. I'm happy to take responsibility. So what?
Well, remember, being authentic, and I want to put that in again, Aubrey, isn't just one rule in itself. I'm bringing authenticity in because it covers all the other agreements, right? All of the other agreements that we're going to go through, if you are not authentic with each agreement, that absolutely is not going to work for you. And authenticity, so again, here's the two angles, is that the one, taking responsibility, but just remember the first one as well, being honest with yourself. That is why people struggle like they do, because they're not being honest with themselves.
Yeah.
So in this first one, how will it help you? Is sometimes you have to be honest and say, hey, this business idea I'm trying, it's not working. I need to figure out another way of doing it. But if you're not authentic, you can, and again, I can only blame myself, Aubrey. I like being very open with people because I never teach anything I haven't learned myself.
Yeah.
I spent years for myself looking at something and stubbornly trying the same thing again and again and again. It was obviously not working, but I would just keep trying it again, and because I wasn't being authentic with myself. I wasn't being honest. I wasn't taking responsibility and saying, but this is not working because what I'm doing is not working. So then you're stuck doing the same thing over and over again and not getting the results. And being honest, I wasn't taking responsibility and saying, but this is not working because what I'm doing is not working. So then you're stuck doing the same thing as, yeah, me. Whatever the problem is out there, I can overcome by changing what's going on inside, yeah. So change me, and whatever the challenge is, I can overcome. But if I keep trying to overcome the challenge before taking the authentic look at myself, I just, you know, doomed for failure might be a bit of a strong word, but let's rather say you're making it very much more difficult for yourself to get to that level of success you're looking for if you're missing that level of authenticity.
Give us a call, 011-883-0702. Are there inauthentic areas of your life that are stopping you from achieving your goals? Have you had the the authentic moment of actually seeing that maybe the reason why I'm staying in this business and constantly failing is maybe because I'm just not prepared, or I'm not the right person, or this is not the right business. Have you stopped to think about the real reasons why certain things are happening in your life that could be deemed to be negative? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 011-883-0702. Thabang is in Pretoria. Good evening to you, Thabang.
Yes, Bra Aubrey and your colleague there, and I always listen to him.
Yep.
His
name is Stanley.
Stanley, yeah, his name. Yeah. You know, strangely, it's by coincidence that today's topic, as we are talking about it, I'm busy reconciling all my expenses, because that's what I do every single day. From 10 cents to whatever, I reconcile. I know every inch of the money that I spend, pretty much. And I've heard people saying, you appear to be petty. I'm like, no. For me, it makes me to be fully conscious about where my money is being spent, and where, you know, I might need to say, no, I'm actually either, you know, wasting money, or I need to stop buying things that are actually not useful for me. And I think because of many of us are not really willing to be authentic and to really see the truth about our financial reality, we will rather wear the most expensive stuff and pretend that life is good, and the people like myself who actually have the money, but because of I don't need to prove anything to anyone.
Yeah,
I live my truth by being a very simple guy, even if I probably have more money than many people.
Mm.
And for me, sometimes I always say to my fellow brothers and sisters who are unfortunately black, I say, part of them, they're struggling because of them, and they should stop blaming apartheid or government or whatever. Now it's them. Can they really, really face up to reality and say it's them who are actually putting themselves in financial strain because of they're just trying to prove something which shouldn't be proved to anyone but by themselves?
Thabang in Pretoria. Yo, unfortunately black. Oh my God. Stanley, I'm going to let you take this one.
Oh yeah, let me take this one. Thanks. Look, I think what Thabang said is really important. And this is a different level of authenticity about finances, Aubrey. Mm. Is that there's certain things that we need to do to help us be authentic with our money. And our finances and our wealth and where we go.
Yeah.
So let me give you an example. And he actually does a few of them. He said, I actually have a lot more money than most people I know. Well, it's not surprising to hear that, because he's already said just in a few words some of the things he does that leads to his authenticity. So for example, number one, what can you do to be more authentic about your finances? Is first, what he did, he practices self-awareness, right? He takes a close look at his own financial behavior, and he reflects on his spending, saving, and overall money management habits. Now, my question is, how many people actually do that honestly? And by the way,
I mean, a big part of whether or not your budget works isn't writing the budget down. It's actually having an authentic, real, honest relationship with what do you have. And what you don't have, what is coming in, and how you're spending what is coming in. But in a really, really, almost brutally honest way, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what authenticity is. And I love, he brought something up that I thought was a different, another level of authenticity that I just wanted to mention as well, is we get ourselves into trouble financially because we are inauthentic, exactly as he said there. We spend more money than we have to impress other people. That's a high level of inauthenticity.
Yeah.
So we spend money we don't have to buy cars we can't afford and houses we can't afford to impress other people, not ourselves. We don't even find joy in it. I mean, I remember
people who don't even like us, man.
Exactly. People who are in return not even being authentic with us either. So you've got two inauthentic people spending time with each other, and neither are actually connecting with each other because neither are being honest or real.
Yeah.
You know, I had someone I know that once they had this beautiful house, Aubrey, and I went there once to do something, and I looked inside and was inside the house, and it was a beautiful house from the outside, but inside there was nothing. There was no furniture, nothing, just one single bed to lie on. And when I asked the person why, he said he can't afford furniture. He's just struggling just to try and pay this house. Yeah. And that's an example of inauthenticity, because who wants to live like that? Right, we want to live comfortably, but because he wants to show something of himself that he's not really at that level yet to everybody else, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, that causes a lot of inauthenticity. And that inauthenticity of wanting to show people I have more money than what I actually do, or I'm doing better than I actually am, that level, because of the way the world has become, is also what's causing so many people to be in such deep debt. Because they're not being honest with themselves to say, this lifestyle I'm trying to portray, I can't. And he was right when he said that happens to a lot of the youth. You know, a lot of our youth want to go and show they're doing so well, they're so successful, show it to their friends and things. And what they're doing is they're setting themselves up for a lifetime of financial struggle because they started their journey being inauthentic, and nobody taught them what it actually means to be authentic when it comes to your money.
Give me a call. Have you been taught how to be authentic? Give me a call. Yeah. Have you had conversations with elders, older people, people you look up to, that have spoken to you? Stanley is speaking to us now about the definition of authenticity beyond just honesty. The definition of what it means to have an agreement with yourself, an alignment between what's happening in the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Have you been taught that in whatever level? Because I think you're right, Stanley. Part of the reason why we find ourselves in these difficult situations is because this is not taught. But should it be taught? And how does it get taught? In our formative years, how do we teach our children this idea of authenticity?
You know, Aubrey, you're hitting a very sensitive point there. I really believe that in our schooling system or a system of teaching our young people, one of the main lessons should be how to work with money, how to be authentic about money. And these lessons we're learning, these are the kind of things we should be learning as children, because one of the most difficult things to do is once a pattern of And this is really what happens. Once a pattern has been established at a subconscious level, then everything else you try and do is that piece of paper you're printing out. So from a young age, we should be teaching young children from a young age already how to work authentically with money. It doesn't have to be a large amount, but there should be classes in school about this. But you know why there are no classes in school about this, Aubrey? And please, I hope I don't get into trouble for saying this. It's because most of the teachers that are teaching don't know how to do it.
Absolutely.
So if they don't know how to do it, how are they going to teach our children how?
I'm going to get a little more. I'm going to get a little more controversial than you.
Yeah.
I get into trouble all the time, so I'm sort of.
Okay, so I'll go with you on this one. All right. Yes.
We actually teach inauthenticity.
Oh,
we teach it from infancy. Little child, and I've said it this before, so my listeners know about it. Little Johnny is crawling around in the lounge. Little Johnny goes to the table and hits the table with his head. You know what we do? We hit the table. We say, "Bad table. Why did you hurt little Johnny?" The poor table was just standing there. Little Johnny went to the table, clapped the table with his head, and we beat the table. Do you know what we've just done? We've just said to Johnny, you don't have to take responsibility. You are not guilty of anything. You are not liable for anything. Everything that is caused by your actions that is unpleasant is the fault of the thing that you went to. That's why. I'm going to get into trouble if I say this one. But do you see what I'm trying to say to you, Stanley?
I don't only see, but I agree with you 100%. We teach ourselves to be unauthentic and not take responsibility. We're living in a world where nobody takes responsibility for anything anymore.
Yeah.
Just look at our political world. Just look at business. Whenever a business gets caught doing something wrong, it's nobody ever takes responsibility.
Yeah.
It's always somebody else. It's always something else. And we're living in an inauthentic world, and it's difficult to be authentic in an inauthentic world. Right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
that's why this is number one agreement, because it's the most difficult agreement to live with. But it's also the most powerful out of all the agreements. If you can just get this agreement right on its own already, it will literally start changing things in your life.
Stanley Beckett, how do we get in touch with you? And you said next week we get that final lesson in the science of getting rich, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, specifically because I want to give our listeners something that's really going to help them. So in the meantime, anybody wanting to get a hold of us and learn more, you know, we're here to help people learn these things. Please reach out to us. You can email me personally, stanley@changecreatorsa.com. Or you can go the easier way is to go to our website, changecreatorsa.com. And at the bottom, you'll see a place where you can leave your details and a comment. And then if you leave a comment and ask for something, we'll be able to get back to you and reply to you.
Stanley Beckett, thank you so much for joining us, author and coach at Change Creator.